Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
And we have an unbelievably fascinating topic, as far as I'm concerned, today.
Yeah. If it's true, it means that human beings will be living well over 100 soon.
30% longer. That is the extended lifespan that mice in Israel have achieved through the lab of Haim Cohen. He is at the Bar Ilan University. It's near Tel Aviv. And we're going to get him on the line here and find out how on earth he did this and what
it might mean for us.
Yeah.
Science Unscripted.
So my name is Haim Cohen, and I'm a professor at Bar Ilan, and we're working about the mechanism of longevity. We extended the lifespan of our mice by 30%.
So you extended the life of these mice by 30%. How were those added, those bonus years of these mice? What were they like?
The main finding that we found was that they're active exactly like young mice.
So these mice were living longer, much, much longer, but they were still, I don't know, agile, muscular. They acted like their younger equivalents.
Right. We gave them to run on treadmill and a running wheel, and they run exactly like young mice, which was like at the age of a few months.
And what exactly did you do to these mice? What's the secret?
What we did, we overexpress a gene that called 36, and by this we'll be able to extend the lifespan and healthspan.
How easy is that to do? Can you take a normal mouse and, I don't know, inject it with some magic medicine and now you've changed this gene's expression, or did you have to do something to the embryo? How do you do this to these mice?
So we're doing it to the embryo, and then we create a colony of mice, a couple of hundred of mice that overexpress a gene, and then we're doing the experiment. It's not such an easy task.
Yeah, and I think the million-dollar question here, or the question that really matters to us as a species, can this be translated, can it be done on humans?
Okay, so the way that we are now translating into human, and the way that we are doing it, it's similar to what we did in mice, but instead of creating a second copy of the gene, now we're creating molecules that activate the gene, and now it behaves like two copies.
So you... Did I understand you just now? You have created a molecule and are testing this on humans, or are planning to test it on humans?
Okay, so now we created several molecules, there are several patents, and now we check it on mice. And once we finish it in mice, we move to human.
Did you see in the mice any unexpected side effects, anything that was a cause of concern in addition to the extended life?
Up to now, no. But we need to remember that we did it in an animal facility. It's not in the nature, which is a wild condition like we human live in. But under a protective environment, we didn't see up to now any negative effect.
Can you explain to someone who does not necessarily understand the concept of aging or why it happens, how just by changing one specific single protein, you can add 30% to the life of an organism?
Okay, I would say it like this: this protein is important in two axes. One is that it rewires the metabolism, so now all the network of metabolism will be the same as in young mice. So now this old mice has the same energy as young mice. And the other angle that which we didn't speak now, it's about it's also in, protects against DNA damage. So the accumulative effect of all of this is extend life.
It sounds like with the mice you started, you know, at the embryonic stage. So they were not just young, they were as young as it possibly gets. But for people, is this a medicine that in theory we would start taking, I don't know, from the moment of birth or even before? Or would you wait till someone is 60, 70, 80, 90 years old and then you say, okay, you're out of energy, we need to, you know, give you the molecule?
Okay, we definitely will not try it on young children. And this from other reason, mainly because there is an equilibrium between growth and the lifespan, and I don't want to affect or do anything negative to the growth, but I would start it at age 40, 50, around this age, simply because of the following argument. The same molecular patterns that we activate also happen when you're doing calorie restriction that extend lifespan. And you can start calorie restriction later in your life.
Haim, based on what you saw with your lab mice, would you Would you do this to yourself? I'm asking you honestly, you know, would you perform this technique on yourself right now?
To manipulate my genome, no, but to take molecules that will activate 36, maybe in a few years.
You know, it's easy to get really excited about medicine like this or a potential medicine like this, and then 5 years goes by, 10 years goes by, 20 years, and then that medicine never comes. How realistic is it that this will make it to market, and when?
I'm not a prophet, but I believe that we can get into this drug or similar drugs that improve healthy aging in the next up to five years. And the reason why I'm saying it, because the biotech industry now invests a lot of effort to find drugs that will extend your healthy lifespan.
Chaim, this might be a weird question, but do you want to live longer?
I would like to live healthier. I would like to stay active at old age. I would like to be not frustrated as someone that just has a lot of experience and cannot move and is very ill. So if you ask me what I would like to do, first is to understand aging. This is the basic motivation that I'm doing my research. And second, if I would ask what I would like to be, I would like to be active and healthy individual in my old age. Not necessarily live up to 120 or 150. I think it's more important to live healthy years and have less diseases.
And that was Chaim Cohen talking to us from the Bar Ilan University near Tel Aviv in Israel.
Yeah, and again, if you didn't hear him, that's the SIRT6 protein. He has managed to boost that in mice, and that has resulted in a 30% increase in some of those mice in terms of lifespan. That's not just a couple of years for us.
Yeah.
If this is translated to humanity, our life expectancy will be well over 100.
Not only that, but you'll go to a retired living facility.
And they'll be playing tennis?
No,
like,
they'll be bench pressing hundreds of pounds. They'll be ripped, all these people. This is really wild. This is sci-fi. And one thing I want to add, I know it's not the focus of what we're talking about here, but I did ask Chaim if he could please make sure that the lab doors were locked, because he has created super mice. And here in Germany, if you take a subway or go to the train tracks, your odds are you'll see a mouse jumping around the tracks there. I don't know if we need super mice.
Slow your roll, Chaim. Yeah. Both with the mice and with the human beings.
And I personally,
I'm not sure I want to live that long. Do you?
Over 100? Again, but if it's healthy, part of the reason I don't like the idea of living too long, I don't know, past 90, is, as one famous author has put it, you outlive your teeth. So your teeth have fallen out, but your body is still walking around like a zombie. But that's the issue for me. I don't want to be physically alive, being pushed around in a wheelchair and not enjoying my day-to-day life. No. But if you're healthy, strong,
I don't know. I'm still not sold. I'm already perturbed I'm 37 right now, and I'm already perturbed at the idea of aging.
Because it's happening. Because you're feeling it in your bones when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah, but I don't.
No, but that's what this medicine is for. You know, you can get
Christoph
up.
Christoph Grove is agreeing with me. Come on.
Yeah, that's our studio technician here.
And maybe that's our cue to leave.
Oh, maybe he's just booting us out of the studio. We would love to hear where you stand on this. We don't know where we stand. We're still trying to figure it out, because Chaim Cohen has just blown us away with new science that, okay, he's,
let's
say,
just
he's
say
saying
it,
5 years.
It really works, and it will work for human beings, and that within 5 years this is going to be applicable. Would you guys out there want to live 30% longer?
Will you take it? Will you take the magic red pill? Get in touch.
SU@DW.com.
Science. Unscripted.